Blog Talk Radio.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things with you. All those shadows there, filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I wanna do real bad things with you.
Hello and welcome everyone to another Wednesday of the Art of Seduction, where we seep into sultry, seductive, and scintillating ink that fills us with warm shivers and sighs. I hope you're all having a great week so far, and I would like to start off by thanking Incubus 2 that suggested that great song that we just heard. So thank you, Ink, for that great choice. It was a wonderful choice for tonight. And without further ado, I want to welcome my lovely co-host, Pam. So hi, Pam. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Naomi. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, great, great, great. Yeah.
Awesome.
Getting my suitcase is packed for spring week. They're going down to see my folks. All the family's going down, but we're only staying like 3 days or so. But yeah, it's going to be a good trip.
3 days is better than nothing. That's
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. My mother's happy to see me, but my father, he gets tired with the kids after a while, and we see it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, are they going to, I'm happy to see you, but are you going home soon? So, yeah.
Oh, I get that. Yep. Yeah, we don't have spring vacation until next month. And then my one son will probably come here to visit, and and that'll be nice. And we actually, his birthday is near spring break in April 8th, so we'll probably do a little celebrating then.
Okay, That's so funny. Do you have the down there, like in college and university, they call it reading week instead of spring break? Like
no,
you're supposed
actually,
to read or something? When I was
that's
in college and university, they had it like it was called reading week. Yeah, sure,
oh, wow.
Sure. We did a lot of reading in that week.
Yeah, I was going to say they should have called it drinking week or something like that.
Yeah, more like it. Oh, yeah. So, tonight we're having a show, a follow-up to the Wild show because we had so many carryovers. So I sent out a message to the two shows. So I sent one out to the Wild show to tell everybody that their piece that was carried over would be played tonight. And then I sent out another message to the Wilder show for the people that are going to be read hopefully tonight. So yeah, so carryovers and the new contest. So just a great lineup of poetry tonight. You know, I went I didn't know what to do, like Wilder. So I sort of went into fantasy there. But I love fantasy there, so I went a little dark
too.
On that side. Yeah. So, yeah, I just love fantasy, so. Yeah, started out kind of dark, and then I softened it up a bit.
Yes,
I said, oh,
yes.
Boy.
Well, and the dark pictures were absolutely beautiful, but, you know, like sometimes with, Dark Central, you got to be careful with and watch what people write because, you know, it's an earlier show. But, you know, still, I agree with you. Fantasy artwork is one of my favorites. I obviously, you know, I love dark. And for your next contest, for our next magic trick, we'll go the wildest we could get without breaking the rules.
You have to write drunk for that one.
Yeah. There we go. You're only allowed to enter this contest if you've had at least three glasses of wine. Or four shots of tequila.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably have a lot of entries.
Yeah, a lot of entries with bad grammar and misspelled words.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we'd have to be drunk too, so a lot of slurring.
Right. But yeah, I like the topic for tonight, wild and wilder. Very cool. I can definitely tell. I read back earlier the works, and we got some nice heat coming forward tonight. So
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes,
they
for
pushed
sure.
up the heat, for the rights for the new contest. I said wilder, and they did go wilder.
They truly did. Absolutely. There is nothing but great heated poetry tonight. And I'm mm-hmm. looking forward to hanging out with you and other hot poets. Usually I say cool poets, but it is Wednesday, so I'll say hot poets. So
yeah, so we might have some people phone in, hopefully. And
that would be nice.
We have people, an amazing board. People are out on the board. I see Robbie's there. So hi Robbie and hi
Robbie.
Scott and hi Inc. If you're listening, thank you for that intro song. That was great. And thank you for everybody that's listening out there. Diane's probably listening. She has an awesome We can't wait. I just can't wait to listen to her SoundCloud tonight.
Oh, definitely.
That's
going to
be
awesome. I'm looking forward to that. And all right, well, whenever you're ready, we don't have any callers yet, but we do have plenty of rights. So whenever you're ready, we can move
just
forward.
Go ahead, Pam. Yeah.
All right. First up, we have Lusciously Wet by Betty Page. And will you go ahead, Naomi, and give that a read for us, please?
Yes, Lusciously Wet. Lusciously wet, taint me with your love, viciously purse me sweet pulse bubbling waves. Lick me up juicy, twist me in all directions, bend, but just don't break. Pierce deep my tightness, releasing inhibitions, allure melodic. Paint art with your lips, just seduce my broken heart, enchant lyrically. Pound me as your drums entwine in perfect rhythms, pulsating in sync. Tightly pull my strings till I submit to commands, wanna be your slave. Purring, I obey, I'm addicted to your taste. Lusciously, I'm wet. End poem. And that is an amazing, you know, the metaphor of the apple there, you know, the picture she has, lusciously wet. You can just see the distinction, you know, the reference to that apple. And, you know, and it's so, so, like, sinfully seductive all throughout this, you know, and you know, you forget about the apple after a while. I completely forget about the apple. And what do you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. This is a wonderful sensual rite, and you definitely forget about the apple, but yeah, you do see the references to it. What I like about Betty's rite, and what I like about this rite, and Betty's sensual writing is in particular, is she knows how to walk the line. There is no doubt, as you're reading her sensual poetry, that there is some very good stuff going on here, like with lines like, lick me up juicy, pound me as your drums entwine in perfect rhyme, pulsating and sing. And you know there is something beautiful and hot and sexy going on, but she never crosses that line into a vulgarity, you know. And another thing I really find intriguing, and I always like, is when sensual rites, when somebody takes the submissive role, you know, like tightly pull my strings so I submit to commands, or they want to take the submissive role, but yet what they're telling the person comes forth in a command itself, such as taunt me with your love, lick me up juicy, paint art with your lips. This whole time, she's telling her lover what she wants, but admitting to wanting to take the submissive role. And I find that just absolutely just intriguing and beautiful. I think this was very well done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I agree 100%. Tightly pull my strings till I submit to commands. Want to be your slave. Purring, I obey. I just love those. You know, those are, in between the reference and the metaphors here, you have the straightforwardness that comes out even more powerfully. So just a brilliant write all the way through by Betty Page here. Just excellent. And thank you so much, Betty Page, for writing every contest and, you know, being such a faithful poet, you know, to in your entries to our contest. You know, we so, so appreciate you so much. And Pam, where do we go on next?
Up next, we have Wild by Unapologetically LMB. And it goes like this. I am undomesticated, ferocious, and unbroken. Don't try a halter or a whip, and please leave some things unspoken. I respond to unrestrained, being cautious is prohibited. I will only get excited if you're completely uninhibited. Come and meet me, or don't bother. Phone sex works with good connection. I can spell the things out and pant and moan. Encourage your affection to be bigger than it's ever been. I know how to deliver, although my hands and mouth are hot. Trust me, you'll still shiver. End poem.
I just love that ending there. Trust me, you'll still shiver. That's an amazing way to finish the write here. And Linda always delivers. I mean, you know, this is an awesome write. I'll comment farther, but I'll let you go first there. Pam, what did you think as you read that? You read that so wonderfully.
Well, I really like this from the opening line all the way through. And you're right, Linda does always deliver. The opening line, I am undomesticated. In other words, do not expect me to be cleaning up after you. Don't expect me to be cooking. You know, don't expect me to be that perfect little 1950s, you know, housewife from Leave It to Beaver. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So right away there's that attitude, which I find completely sexy. I really like, I respond to unrestrained, being cautious is prohibited. And like, in fact, I like that the whole idea of let's take chances, you know. And I also, you know, the whole thing's great, but I one more thing I'll say is I liked the reference to phone sex how, you know, because to me nowadays there's so many long-distance relationships that really, finding ways to be sensually intimate is something that's important to many couples nowadays, and I think that speaks to people. I just, wonderful, sensual, right, and beautifully done.
Yeah, just the lines there. You know, the way she says it, come and meet me, or don't bother, phone sex works with good connection. You know, it's just, you can do it by phone, no problem. You know, just a touch, a sarcastic touch there, you know, a humor. I just love that. Yeah, I love that all through, you know. And I was especially drawn to the phone sex, you know. And it's with good connection. Yeah, you need good connection because, you know, yeah, and I think that's a good word there, because good connection, you know, it can refer to good connection, you know, the phone, you know, a good connection, like the wires. But I mean, good connection between the two people too, you know, because you kind of have to trust people to have like phone sex or sex on the web, you know, because, you know, you're doing things and you're, you know, you don't want the things that maybe sometimes you're doing to end up all over the web, the internet, some
all
of these
right.
pictures. And so you have to have that good connection, that trust, you know, has to be there, because, you know. So anyway, but great write here by Linda. Yeah, all the way. So, where are we off to next, Pam?
All right. Well, I'm hoping that we have one or two guys call in because
yeah,
I was
we have a lot
have...
of a man voice,
right,
eh?
Right, and yeah, we have a few ones that require or should have a guy's voice. But you know what? If they don't call in, that's fine. You and I can obviously handle it.
Robbie, phone.
Phone home.
I'm writing to him. Oh, he's not there anymore.
He ran and hid.
He ran and hid. We'll have to text.
Go ahead.
It's okay.
I was going to say, up next we have The Wolf Inside by Katie the Naughty Poet. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, I love the picture she chose, by the way. It is just amazing. She has a wolf trapped inside of her, wild and free, unable to be tamed. Her kitten doesn't purr just for anyone. Naturally fierce like a sandstorm in the desert, she is fire spreading desire to every limb. A wildfire in a forest hunting for its prey, running paths laced with seduction. Search for lust in a sea of sleaze fakes, changing masks. No one can tame the wolf within, although it's very hungry for lust infused with longing for flesh, turning crimson beneath teeth, marking her territory with claws, down flesh in riving anticipation. And is it riving or riving?
I think it's writhing.
Oh, okay. Riving in anticipation.
But I tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just an excellent write.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the wolf trapped inside of her. You know, that says a lot about, you know, just the character here in this poem. And I love the phrase there, naturally fierce like a sandstorm in the desert. She is fire spreading desire to every limb. You know, a wildfire in the forest hunting for its prey, running past laced with seduction. Just love those lines there. Yeah, this is really powerful all through, you know, that this right here by Katie the Naughty Poet. You just surpassed herself here, captured the art so beautifully and passionately, and you know what a wonderful crafted piece throughout here. Just bravo. And what did you think, Pam?
I have to agree, it is a wonderfully crafted piece. I like that she chose to write to that painting. I think it's absolutely beautiful when somebody captures the spirit of a wolf, because they're just fascinating animals. They mate for life. They are protectors, but they're very much into family, but they also they're very free spirits. And what I like about this is she captures that free spirit of having a wolf as a guide or as a part of your own soul. I really like that she went with, I love the line, naturally fierce like a sandstorm in the desert. Because if you think of a sandstorm, I mean, I've never been in one, but from what I've read about them, there's just nothing you can do to fight them. You just have to hide from them. They are vicious. I also really like how she went dark with this, with no one can tame the wolf within, although it's very hungry for lust infused with longing for flesh turning crimson beneath teeth, marking her territory with claws. I think the idea of claiming someone as your own and marking your territory with those little bits of scratching and bite marks is just deliciously sexy. And I think this is very well done.
Yeah, it is sexy. It's sexy and, it goes with the contest. It's sexy and wild. So, you know, really, really goes fits perfectly with the theme of the contest. So where do we go next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we'll have, let me see here. All right, we have Glossy Eyes by Darkened Auras, and it goes like this. She's a crashing tidal wave, the sunset that you wish to save. Flying high, she'll set you free, showing what she wants you to see. Such longing in her glossy eyes, blue hues run down from sorrowed cries. Just wishing to be together, you two, to be held tight is all she wants from you. A painful bleeding in her heart, wondering if you will ever start to try and tame her restless spirit. She's in love, no need to fear it. She needs to know you feel the same. That's the whole reason that she came. For in her heart, you're merged as one. Say you love her, and you shall have fun. End poem.
Yeah, she just captured that, you know, that picture. You know, not very many took that. I think I wonder if she was the only one that took that picture. I just love that picture. And if you look at the eyes, you know, the eyes have, you know, something, you know, the eyes and also the mouth. But, you know, and she captured that so perfectly in this poem here. She says, such longing in her glossy eyes, blue hues run down from sorrowed cries, just wishing to be together, you two, to be held tight is all she wants from you. And there is like that kind of, you know, innocence in that picture that we see, you know, that longing, but the innocence also. And, yeah, I just love this writer, you know, such great lines here, bravo, and she totally captured the art so wonderfully. Yeah, she's a crashing tidal wave, the sunset that you wish to save, flying high, she'll set you free, showing what she wants you to see. I just love those lines, you know, that first stanza. Yeah, what did you think, Pam?
To agree that first stanza is just absolutely beautiful. As always, Darkened Aura has just amazing metered rhyme. It just adds to the quality of the write. This is great all the way through, but it was the first stanza the last stanza that really connected with me. I really like how the last stanza starts with, she needs to know you feel the same. What impresses me about this write is that it really doesn't go into the touching, the physical aspects of sensuality, mm-hmm. and of love, but rather looks at the idea of the psychological and the emotional, the idea that all this woman really needs to know is that her partner feels the same way that she does. I think this is beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. Awesome observation there. It's true, you know, she doesn't go into the physical. She goes into the, you know, the all the feelings that really deeply into the in sync feelings between two people here. Yeah, you're so right. Great observation there. Okay, so where do we fly on next, Pam?
Up next we have Passionate Kisses by CRL17. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, Passionate Kisses. Okay, and he went with the prompt, that moment when a sensual kiss turns into wild sex. Think if we were lovers, the things we could do. Would you take control or would I lead you? Soft, sweet moans, or would you shout? Passionate kisses, that's what I'm about. gentle, sweet words is what you'll hear, pulling you close, wanting you near, touching and feeling, loving this much, driving you crazy. Would I be enough? Fully exhausted, could this be the end of a magical night? Let's do it again. End poem. Yeah, I like this little write. You know, it's kind of like a little brevity here. The way he uses questions throughout the poem just builds the momentum and, you know, it gives it great flow. I really enjoyed all the stanzas, really. I can't really pull one out because, you know, they're so complementary to each other. I just think that this is a captivating write, and well-written, excellent flow. I just enjoyed it so much. And what about you, Pam?
I have to agree. Just wonderful flow. And I did like the questions throughout this because the general tone I get of this is somebody who's very interested in knowing what pleases their partner and what pleases their lover. And I think asking questions and communicating is part of that. Another one that has wonderful rhyme, short and tactful lines, soft, sweet moans, passionate kisses. There's a real nice, gentle alliteration in those lines. I also really like touching and kissing, loving this much, driving you crazy. Would I be enough? And I like the would I be enough question because I think we all have had those moments with a partner or in a relationship when you ask, you know, am I enough for this person? And just really a smile-inducing ending where it says, let's do it again. So excellent write and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with would I be enough? And there's so many men out there, you know, that have, you'd be surprised that you'd never think, but they have insecurities, you know, as women do too. But I mean, some men, you know, you're surprised because show it off, you know, until you get into that intimate moment and then they're there. Okay, did you like it? Was it okay? So there's, that's an important question, you know. Well, me for dating a lot there.
I don't get asked that question too often, but yeah.
But yeah, you'd be surprised how many men have these insecurities, you know, about performance. I don't know, it must be a male thing or something, you know, they have to perform, absolutely, you know,
they have to be great.
Do
circus tricks.
Okay, well, we won't get into the deep details of all this. Where are we off next, Pam?
All right. Well, we have up next Breathe Your Name by Bookworm Dave 227. And it goes like this. That spring green filled mountain day, her diamond sparkled eyes drew you in. Her onyx blue eyes twinkled in the sun. Our hike that day was filled with the smells of spring, flowers that adorn the grass fields, the green that told us of rebirth. As she breathed, smiling at her offering, her a hand purring along, can we stay here? Yes, we pitched our tent. Walden Pond had nothing on this view as we heard the frogs and fish jump around. Her hiking shorts, brown and green, went to her knees with her wool socks to her calf. Her thighs did not hide her shape. Her body was never more desired. We went outside inside our tent, kissing her ruby lips. Each kiss was met with her purring. Playful as a kitten, she teased as I teased her back, rubbing her chest. With love being whispered, removing our warmth to an embrace, becoming one in spirit with each kiss, until the thrust down, done with care, love with each touch. As we fall asleep, never eating our dinner, the dessert was always better, for our time went to summer, but never made the fall. End poem.
Yeah, the way he weaved the elements of nature throughout this very passionate rite makes it so rich and beautiful. You know, I think he just captivated the whole theme of this contest, you know, with the wilderness and the wild. Yeah, I was enchanted by this poem, so well crafted. What did you think, Pam?
Well, I think it's a wonderful poem, and I'd love to comment on it. But first, I'm going to bring two people on. First of all, I'd like to welcome Lou Wildo. Welcome, Lou. Glad you could join us.
Hey, Pam. Hi, Naomi.
Hey. Hello, Lou.
Hey, girls. Hi.
Hello.
And then
welcome.
We have
welcome.
Martha. And
hi,
Martha.
Martha.
At least I think it's Martha. Area code 667?
Yep.
May I ask who's calling?
Hello, Martha.
Martha.
Oh, okay.
It's Martha.
Welcome. Glad you could join us.
Thank you.
Glad you could both be here.
Yeah, welcome so much. Did you guys, and one of you guys or both of you hear the last poem that Pam read?
I didn't catch it.
I caught a little bit of it. What I found was, you know, he was just describing this beautiful day out in nature. And, you know, what I love was how he was looking at her eyes. You know, the excitement you feel when you finally get to go camping and you smell spring and, you know, it's just, you know, the youthfulness of it. It was for me how he was describing her and, you know, that they got that tent pitched and, you know, sometimes the fire isn't around the outside of the tent. Sometimes the fire's on the inside of the tent.
Exactly. But that was a great observation there, Luyu. Yeah, with the lines, her diamond sparkled eyes drew you in. Her onyx blue eyes twinkled in the sun. Yeah, he really described, you know, the eyes there. And Pam, your comment on this, right?
Yeah, I really liked what Lou had to say about the fire on the inside, because that definitely applies well to this. I like how there's such a wonderful attention to little details, like the wool socks fold up to her calf. Like you can just imagine, you know, the curve and muscle of her calf drawing his attention, you know, and heating him up. And, you know, just a beautiful rite and very well done.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, agreed. Well said there, Pam. Okay, so where are we off to next?
All right. Up next, we have Pink Clouds Like Petals by Thomas W. Case. And Lou, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes. Okay, hold on a second. And this was written by Thomas W. Cage, Pink Clouds Like Petals. The tower penetrates the puffy pink clouds, and the horizon squirts sweet rain. My face gets sticky. She is the sky.
Yeah, that was brilliantly crafted. But, you know, you get all what he means mm-hmm. in this short brevity, you know. But he did it so witty, you know, and so cleverly, you know, without with all the metaphors here that you don't, you know, there's not one word out of place here, but you get the picture, you know, the tower penetrates mm-hmm. the puffy pink clouds, you know. Mm-hmm. But it is just very hot and cleverly composed, so just bravo on this brevity that's so concise but says so much. What mm-hmm. did you think, Martha? Hello, Martha? Am I still on?
My phone
I can
is
hear
acting
you.
Up. Can you hear
oh,
me
your phone's back. Yeah, we hear you now, Martha.
Okay, I thought it was really good. It was very telling without really telling anything. You just had to use your imagination. I thought it was very well crafted.
Yeah, that is exactly it, Martha. Well said there. And Pam, what did you think?
Well, before I comment, I would like to welcome, first of all, Gray to the show. Welcome, Gray. Glad you could join us.
Thank you, Pam.
Oh, hi, Gray.
Hi, Naomi.
Hello.
Hi,
Martha, how are you? Hello. Hi. Oh, finally, we have a man voice.
There you go. And also, I'd like to welcome area code 254, which, if I remember right, is Passions. Area code 254, you're on the air.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, Passions.
Good to have you join us.
Welcome.
Oh, great. Did you did Gray or Passions, did you hear the last little brevity?
No, I didn't.
I did, yeah.
You
I
did,
it
Gray?
It was fantastic. Yeah. Yes,
okay.
I did. It was fantastic. The imagery and the innuendo are just astounding. It was beautifully read by the view.
I have to let you comment. Lou, I just have to let you comment there.
Oh, no. Yeah. My face is so red right now.
Well, every man wants to fly.
I guess it just depends on what flight plan you're taking.
fly under the rain.
Oh, great. Shame on you, Greg.
Okay, I'm lost. Or who commented, who didn't. Pam, did you comment? Hello? Pam, did I ask you to comment?
Oh, I thought this was absolutely a wonderful brevity and just all the way through. It was very well done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where are we off to next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have, let's see what we got. All right. Checking something here. All right. Up next, we have, all right. Illumination by Arthur Allison. And Gray, would you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. Here, where lights have receded, submissive surrender reached, emerge as stars ignited, telling darkness uninvited. As souls in requirement, vivacious serenade recited, gasps of sheer delight, naked hunger, orgasms light, tasting each other's flow, night song senses flow, aromatic fragrance unleashed, seduction sweet as is pleased.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he has the great title to go with a great poem, Illumination. You know, as souls in requirement, vivacious serenade recited, gasps of sheer delight, naked hunger, orgasms, light. I just love that stanza. You know, beautiful, beautiful right throughout here. This is the first time I've read Mr. Arthur Allison, and yeah, great, great right here. What did you think, Luyu?
Well, I liked how he started this off softly. I mean, this is a rhyme that is naturally flowing. When I was listening to it be read, which you did such a great job in reading it, is that your tongue just went from one line to the next line, you know, not as a pun. The first one, I like how he talks about the before and then the middle and then the ending. And, you know, he lights up your senses. He lights up the eroticism of this poem without being this was tasty and subtly done. It wasn't in your face, and that's what I really appreciated. I actually like this poem. It's very well written.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gray, you read that so beautifully. What were your thoughts?
You know, it is a well-structured poem. It has an excellent flow to it. You know, like you said, my tongue just went from one line to the next, and you know, each one held its own and had you captivated in its subtle beauty. It was a well-written poem. Excellent.
Yeah, subtle beauty. That's a great, great way to round up this poem. Subtle beauty. An awesome comment there. And Martha?
Well, it was really nice. I love the rhyme and the flow of it, and the beautiful words and phrases that were used. I enjoyed it very much.
Oh yes, indeed, eh? And Passions, what were your thoughts on the poem?
You know, it's a beautifully, beautifully structured poem. I do agree that center stanza there just rolls right off the tongue. It's beautifully written. Gas of sheer delight, naked hunger, orgasms light. To me, it's beautifully leading into something more serious, you know, it's just a case, pardon the pun, of what's about to come, you know, no more fun, but it was really, really, really well done. I haven't heard of him before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if he's new to the site. I haven't had a poem from him yet. This is an excellent write, so I hope you'll be writing more. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh yeah, absolutely, always great to see new poets on the shows and new poetry. Beautiful, sensual write and very well done.
Well said there, Pam. Okay, Pam, so where are you taking us next?
All right. Up next we have Fire by Sassy Wings. And Martha, would you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. Just a second, I'll get to it here. Fire by Sassy Ridge. Your conscious tongue erect on my tailbone, knuckles of moans and filthy railroads, gasoline hieroglyphics of sultry metaphors, embracing the darkness of slippery matadors. Your fisted fingers busting beliefs, brazen eyes speaking urban memories. My passion will cloak you as we stroll with spiders, prayers and limericks merging our gliders. Hissed in our own pleasure, the elixir of copulation. I am the enchantment, you are the population. Prelude and precursor in my perilous thighs, the ink from my tome penetrating the skies. Fill me with force, the pulsating kind. Promise me a panther to covet my mind. Rip your skin from my searing flesh and make me yearn for what comes next. End poem.
Oh, that was a wonderful, wonderful read there, Martha. You know, promise me a panther to covet
mm-hmm.
my mind. Rip your skin from my searing flesh and make me yearn for what comes next. You know, that's such a powerful, you know, lines there. But what fascinated me is that she has the word spires in this, and it works, too. I never thought of putting the word spires in a sensual poem, but it worked. My passion mm-hmm. will cloak you as we stroll with spiders, prayers and limericks merging our gliders. You know, and she has excellent rhyme and rhythm throughout. And, you know, I'll let other people pick away at the different couplets here. But, you know, I just think they're amazing, you know, all of them. Luyu, what are your impressions?
Well, I really liked what you brought out, too, because when that spider thing came out, you know, I could literally see the human body, arms and legs and your hair and everything. You just, you know, how a female spider wraps up a male spider. But what I never thought about this. Your conscious tongue erect on my tailbone, knuckles of mm-hmm. moans and filthy railroad, you know, to just, you know, tracing her spine and her rib cage and her body. I really enjoyed her metaphors here. I also liked where she says, fill me, this is the aggression that I enjoy. There's a difference between aggression that you want versus something that's illegal, I guess, is, you know, when, you know,
mm-hmm.
but what I like with this was, you know, she shows you how passionate she is because she says, fill me with force, you know, the pulse. Fading kind, promise me in the same thing. Promise me a panther to covet my mind. You know that animal that just comes out, and the animal, the both of the animal merging. I this was nicely penned. I enjoyed this.
Oh yeah, yeah. I agree 100% there. Wonderful comment there, Luyu. And Gray, your thoughts on the poem.
Well, this is another well-crafted poem filled with deep metaphors throughout, and each couplet holds its own. But I really like, fill me with the force, the pulsating kind, promise me a panther to covet my mind, rip your skin from my searing flesh and make me yearn for what comes next. You know, that's all powerful stuff and well-written. Excellent read, Martha.
Yeah. Well said there. Yeah, excellent read. Well said there indeed. Gray. And Martha, you read that so beautifully. What were your impressions?
I love the rhyme. That was really good. And the wonderful phrases that she used, so many of them I would never even thought of. I thought she did an excellent job, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome comment there, Martha. And passions?
I'll tell you what, this was a beautiful, beautiful piece. I agree with you and Gray. The last two couplets just hit me. They were magnificent. I mean, the whole thing was, but I also enjoyed the Your Conscious Tongue Erect on My Tailbone, Knuckles of Moans, and Filthy Railroads. I mean, never have I thought of it or, you know what I'm saying, never in my life thought of it that way. And to hear it, because Martha, you did a really well job on reading that. This was a well-crafted piece. Loved it.
Yeah. And, you know, she says it so well also in the next line, gasoline hieroglyphs of sultry metaphors. You know, so she has that. She has a bunch of sultry metaphors all throughout this poem, you know. And Pam, what were your thoughts on this write?
You're not getting the messages I'm sending to you, are you?
Oh, no, sorry. Did you leave?
That's okay. But, yeah, this is a wonderful write, but just go ahead and skip me for comments.
I just got that message.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, we can move on to the next one.
Yeah, you can. We can move on.
All right. Up next, we have Illicit Zones by Miss Serene and Passions. Would you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. Illicit Zones by Miss Serene. Forbidden fruit is what I want. I got your body on my mind. My hungry gaze is looking for your unseen zones, your untouched flesh, your moist petals, throbbing lips. My thoughts are running wild. Oh, let me taste protruding hips. Oh, let me bite your breast tonight. Oh, let us fight on comfy couch, the nips on nips, the lips on lips, and dancing fingers on your hips. Oh, let me taste the illicit zones. End poem.
Yeah, I really like this brevity here. My hungry gaze is looking for your unseen zones, your untouched flesh, your moist petals, throbbing lips. You know, very passionate lines wherein you feel the yearning for the other person. So well written. What did you think, Lou, on this poem? Is Lou Yu still with us? Are you on mute?
I just got picked up. Sorry. I was coughing. Okay. I was coughing, so I hung up. I didn't want to mess up that beautiful read. You know, this poem by Serene, she has always been such a very passionate poet. And, you know, I like where she talks about the illicit zones and the forbidding fruit, you know. You know, when you can't get that imagery out of your mind, it just, you know, it builds up, you know, the electricity. It builds up the sensual appetite that you have for this person. And, you know, and then she starts, you know, talking about, you know, how, she says, let's fight on the comfy couch, the nips on nips, the lips on lips, you know, that, you know, I really like it when somebody brings out the lips and the kissing that is so erotic. It really is erotic. And she says, and then they, you know, those lips that taste the illicit zones.
I so agree. There's nothing like kissing, eh? Like, I mean, kissing and lips. And, you know, not everybody is good at it. And when you get that person.
That is
like,
true.
Like that in sync with that person there that, you know, it just turns into such a fabulous, passionate kiss there.
Mm-hmm.
You just go, oh, la, la, come here, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Ray, what did you think of this, right?
you know, there's a lot of passion and desire in these lines here. You can feel every one of them. And I thought it was just a fantastic poem with excellent imagery and context to it as well.
Mm-hmm. So I so agree. And Matt, and Martha, what were your impressions?
I really liked it. I thought it was very passionate. They had a lot of really good metaphors and phrasing, and I thought it was very excellently wrote.
Mm-hmm. And passions.
This was a lot said in few words, I tell you. Oh, let me taste protruding hips. Oh, let me bite your breast tonight. Oh, let us fight on comfy couch. You know, all the little the innuendos, the beautiful here and there, the little, you know, playful, the little foreplay before,
mm-hmm.
you know, me too. I'm one of those that enjoy a good kiss. You bring on the kiss, everything else is happening. So this was a beautifully crafted piece.
Yeah, I like that you brought out that the foreplay that you mm-hmm. know that she emphasized so well throughout this poem. Yeah, that was a great observation there, passions. So Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right, up next we have, and this has been a great lineup of poetry tonight. Up next, we have Date Night Surprise by Papa Mama Jama. And Lou, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes. Date Night Surprise by Papa Mama Jama. She turned on the switch in the black bedroom. Blue light bloom, dry ice, smoke mushroom. He sits on the edge of the bed to be fed. In costume, she dances up to his bed. The music of bolero thumps, rattles. She saunters in shiny black stilettos, her burlesque dancer for hire. The music shifts to electric guitar. AC/DC, she shook me all night long. Red silk robe slides to the ground. She shakes her moneymaker out of rhythm. He pretends not to notice and cheers her along. Sexy rock star singing his favorite song. On his knees, she slides and circles her derriere, stroking the fire now, burning up his underwear. She peels a Victoria's Secret silk brassiere, covers his face with sugar blonde hair, fingers and kisses his smiling lips, kicks off stilettos, gyrating her hips, snaps the G-string, and to the feast he starts charging. She, one finger, halts him for the special ending, lights a flashlight on her new diamond piercing. He grabs his wallet and throws up money. She fingers the loot and bows in showgirl mockery. End poem.
Wow. Yeah, Papa Mama Jama, he brings it every time. And, you know, and he says in his note, there is A.N., I left the piercing location up to the imagination. yeah, I thought it was so clever. I just love his writing, you know. He's just to the point. And, you know, he just says it as it is, you know, and he makes it so, so sultry and so sexy. Oh, my gracious, you know, you just go, oh, after reading, you know, most of his rights, you know, from what I've read from him, you know. And, yeah, this is just amazing throughout, you know. And he, that picture I had up by Dimitra Milan, I thought it was one of the sexiest pictures. And he went straight for that picture. And I knew he would, too. And, Gray, what did you think of this, right?
I thought it was very descriptive in its imagery. You know, it's you can picture all this as it happened through the story, and I thought it was an excellent story he provided. You know, with a glimpse of the diamond, you know, sparkling under the flashlight, as he grabs his wallet and throws up money. She fingers the loot and bows out and showgirls with mockery. Yeah, you know, you get. Your imagination takes you where that piece of piercing was. So I thought it was just brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent read, Lee.
Yeah. That one amazing comment there, Gray. And Passions, what did you think of this great write?
I thought it was pretty hot. She saunters in, shiny black stilettos. It didn't take her long to strip them off, did it?
No way.
She gyrates her hips, snaps the G-string at the feet, she starts charging. With one finger, she halts for the special ending. And that was cool to see the lights of the flashlight on her new diamond piercing. And you can only imagine. And I was like, oh, wow. This was just a hot piece. It was great.
Yeah, hot. On his knees, she slides and circles her derriere, stroking the fire now burning up his underwear. Yeah, that is hot. And Martha, what did you think of this, right?
I thought it was fun and sexy, and it was took us on a very fun journey to the end. I thought it was excellently written.
Yeah. So well said there, Martha. And Lou, you read that so well. Just a brilliant read, really. And what did you think?
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to go there. You know, diamonds can cut glass, so maybe that's what snapped her G-string. That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's because he had to get a flashlight to see what was that bling coming from. Okay. I'm sorry, but that's just where my mind went.
Oh, mine did too. Okay.
Oh, man.
Did you want to comment farther?
Yeah, you know,
your mind was there.
I know. I'm sorry. You know, but I did like how she started dancing sultry to the bolero music. And then, of course, she shifted to AC/DC. But what I liked about this was I was that he brought out the humanity in her, where he says that she shakes her moneymaker, which, you know, that's what it's for. And she says, out of rhythm, he pretends not to notice and cheers her along. So I really liked that he caught that she wasn't just a, you know, call girl or somebody that, you know, there to, you know, get paid money. But what I liked was he made her a little more human. So I really did enjoy that. Plus where the diamond was, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said before, I know Papa Mama Jamma is from Canada, and we chat a lot. And, you know, AC/DC, She Shook Me All Night Long is his favorite song. So she does, mm-hmm. that's the reason why he put that right in there. So just an amazing write here, Chris. And yeah, just amazing, amazing. So Pam, where are we off to next?
Well, before we move to the next poem, I'd like to welcome Frank to the show. Welcome, Frank. Glad you could join us.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, everyone. Hello there. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Frank.
Hola.
Thank you so much for showing up.
Well, I did tell you that my phone was recharging there, so I thought I could stay for a bit. I don't know if I could read poetry tonight, but I could comment, please, for the time that I'm on.
Okay. That's perfect. Did you get to hear the last poem?
No,
Frank?
I only heard the chuckles. No, I heard the chuckles only.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so Pam, where do we go next?
All right, this will be our last carryover, and then we'll move into the wilder rites. And up next we have Tempts My Flesh by Kwame Cunningham. And Gray, would you give that a read for us, please?
Her naked body on my chest, I have hunger to taste her lips, coursing her body with my fingertips. I'm about to lose control, unpredictable and dangerous things about to be unfold. Our body's going through natural disaster series of tropical storm, making her feel reborn, meeting all her desires as heat runs over my skin. My soul boils for incontinentation as she tempts my flesh. End poem.
Yeah, our body's going through a natural disaster series of tropical storms. just the twisting and the twirling and the, you know, a tropical storm. He used that metaphor just so perfectly there. Luyu, what do you think of this rite?
Well, I thought Gray did a fantastic job in reading this, and I also liked that line. You know, there's just something about a rainstorm that it just refreshes your spirit. And for this person just to, you know, what I like about this, he's not talking about one time because he's talking about a series of disasters. So, you know, he just constantly keeps churning that storm so that her heat runs all over his skin because that is what he's craving.
And this is I don't know. For me, I never saw this poet before. In one of my contests, so don't know if he's new or not. Anyway, welcome, and hope you write again. And Martha, what did you think of this write?
Well, it was very hot. I liked the phrasings in it, and I thought it was very well written, very enjoyable.
Oh, I agree. And Passions, take it away.
It was beautifully written in few words. I like the whole natural disaster thing as well. Meeting all her desires and heat run over my skin, my soul boils for incarnation as she tempts my flesh. And you know there's definitely pleasure involved and satisfaction. I mean, this is a great piece. I haven't heard of him either, so I'm going to check him and the other one out, too.
Mm-hmm. And Frank, what are your thoughts on this poem?
Well, I thought the poem was a very, very passionate poem. It's not really that long. It's more of a brevity. But I like the Tempts My Flesh there. I'm assuming that's tempts as in temptation there. I thought it was just a, you know, it's a very, you know, it's not a long poem, but I like the whole notion there of the naked body on my chest and, you know, the hunger. The elements of eroticism expressed in this poem are very genuine. And, of course, I like when the poet says, my soul boils or in incantation, as she, I'm not sure if that's a word there, but I like the whole notion of the flesh. I just like the whole embodiment of the piece of the flesh. I mean, I strongly believe that the whole notion of a naked body, you know, is just there. You know, we find beauty. We can attach beauty to a naked body, you know. It doesn't have to be a perfect body, but, you know, beauty in itself is not a perfect state. And this poem here just brings that essence there of what a naked body is in its beautiful sense there, you know, and how much it really inspires one, you know, when we interact, you know, in sensuality. So I thought this poem was a very passionate piece as well.
Yeah, that's a great observation there,
mm-hmm.
Frank. It makes me think of all the famous painters over the years who have painted or have sculpted the human body, you know.
Yeah. Picasso is one.
Yeah. Yeah, Michelangelo, you know, you can go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a fascination with the human body, as you said there. And, you know, flesh is just so warm, you know, so warm and so inviting. And, yeah. And Gray, you read that wonderfully. What did you? What are your observations?
Yeah, you know, like Frank was saying, it's a very passionate poem. It had fantastic imagery and flow to it as well. Her naked body on my chest, I have hunger to taste her lips. You know, that's just your opening lines there, and then making her feel reborn, meeting all her desires as heat runs over my skin. My soul boils for incantation as she tempts my flesh. Beautiful, right? Excellent read. I mean, excellent job.
Mm-hmm. And did I ask you, Martha?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. Okay. So we're on to Pam. Where are you taking us next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Lusting in the Dark by Diane D. And we have a recording for that, so here we go.
Lusting in the Dark by Diane D. I vowed to take her to a place she doesn't yet know exists. Sent a warm, leathery flush, stimulating, growling moans. Hot fire from breath to groin, kindled the swelling between her polished thighs, like the heat of a thousand candelabra. Black hair, satiny and creamy, caressing her inflamed limbs, sent vibrations into her veins as she trembled and yearned. She arched her back to better accept the tender caresses of the red manicured fingertips on her ebony lace-cup bra. Her pantyless curvaceous hips illuminating in the candlelight, lustrous for those hands to slide down into her feminine portal, to reach the burn and tremble which she never knew existed, which devastated her control she would have to relinquish. Then ruby red lips tickled the damp flesh of her pulsing ear as her ominous mystery lover blew out the tattletale candle, leaving us lusting in the dark. End poem.
Oh, that was amazing, Diane. That's the first SoundCloud and the second write that she writes to the sensual kind. Just an amazing, amazing job. I just love the background music you chose. And, you know, this poem is so amazing all throughout. You know, just so sultry and so sexy and so seductive, you know. And you know, with the candle there, the way she plays with the candle light, and you know, the blew out the candle, the tattletale candle, leaving us lusting in the dark. You know, I just love that finish. What did you think, Luyu?
What I liked about this is that she talks about what is behind this woman gasping. I love this. There's two of my favorite stanzas. Hot fire from breast to groin kindled the swelling between her polished thighs like the heat of a thousand candelabra. And then the other one that I really liked, because this is where it said that, okay, hold on, where is it? Just give me a second. Then ruby red lips tickled the damp flesh of her pulsating ear. Oh, my God, when you are so excited in the foreplay and you realize your body is starting to lose control, and for that person to be whispering and breathing in your ear, and then, like, you know, she says that she blows out the tattletale candle, you know, to what, you know, what in that darkness behind her, the force that is coming, the eroticism. It was wonderfully written. Like you said, I like the image. I like her poetry. I like the reading. And I even love the music.
Yeah, I so agree. And Gray, what did you think?
Well, I agree with both of your comments on the poem. You know, it was sensual, seductive, sultry, just a beautiful pen throughout the write, and her read was fantastic as well.
Yeah.
But she arched her back to better accept the tender caress of the red manicured fingertips on her ebony laced cupped bra, her pantyless curvaceous hips illuminating in the candlelight, lusted for those hands to slide down into her feminine portal. Yeah, just fantastic imagery, very seductive, no doubt.
Yeah, I so agree. It's an awesome comment there, Gray. And Martha, what did you think?
Well, there was a wonderful performance of a hot, passionate poem that told a story and just drew you right into the end. I really enjoyed it.
Well said there, Martha. And Passions, what did you think?
Whoa. This was good. Oh, Lord. Everything, actually, the stanzas that Gray had pointed out were the ones that I was going to point out. It was a shame on Gray. But either or, her pantyless curvaceous hips illuminating in the candlelight, lusted for those hands to slide down into her feminine portal. And you can, she takes you on a trip, and you can visualize everything with the images that she plants, these little seeds that she plants in your head. And it's beautiful, beautiful, seductive piece. Love it. I really love this piece.
Yeah, you've so well said there, beautiful. Yeah, it is. You know, it's beautiful in all its intricacies, all the imagery throughout, and the emotion that it conveys, you know, so well. And Frank, take it away. What did you think?
I don't know. I thought this poem, obviously this poem, it's also a romantic poem, you know. As a man, I could honestly say that romanticism is very much keen for me as well, you know, in terms of foreplay, you know, and if you don't have that in a poem as well, sensuality. She has a wonderful, this wonderful ability here to use metaphors, imagery here, to describe, you know, the foreplay. And it's a very beautiful concept she's describing here. You know, I would have to say that my favorite lines are, of course, the ones with the the pancreas, curvaceous hips there, all the way to the feminine portal. It may sound a bit explicit there, but it's written in a way that's a beautiful, beautiful sense of eroticism. Writer writes eroticism. I definitely appreciate a writer who can write these type of poems and use the imagery that she used in this poem in such a great way. I thought it was just a fantastic way.
Yeah, so well said there, Frank. Yeah, Diane, I think she could write the phone book, and you know it would be amazing. She's such a talented writer. She's just amazing, you know. And you know she was so shy to send in that SoundCloud. It was, you know, and it was amazing, you know. It's just amazing, Diane. You know, the SoundCloud. You know, just so thank you for that. It's just so wonderful to hear the poem in your voice. You know, it's just so well done, so tastefully done, and bravo on that and on the poem. Okay, so Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right, up next we have "You Have to Know" by Martha Gettle. And Martha was nice enough to provide a SoundCloud for us. So let me find that, and here we go.
"You Have to Know" by Martha Gettle. Babe, you have to know, so I'm going to tell you so. You have got me burning in the fire. I'm going up in the flames of desire. I know you want to take it slow and easy, but you know that's not the way to please me. And I have to let you know it's true, I want to do nasty things with you. Don't you know, don't you see, what you do to me when you kiss me? I want to feel you all over my skin as we go under passion's flood again. When you kiss me at the door, you leave my body on fire wanting more. I want to drown in this feeling, it's true. I want to do nasty things with you. Don't you know, don't you see, what you do to me when you kiss me? I want to feel you all over my skin as we go under passion's flood again. Babe, I'm drowning in your wake. I feel you in every step I take. I want to make it plain to leave you, no doubt it's true, that I want to do nasty things with you."
Ah, that was a great, great song there, Martha. I just love the lines. Where is it? "I want to feel, don't you know, don't you see what you do to me when you kiss me? I want to feel you all over my skin as we go under passion's flood again." You know, excellent lines there. And, you know, just a great, great passionate song all through here. Just bravo. And Luyu, what did you think of this song?
Lou got dropped and is calling back, but she's not back yet. So if you want to get someone
else's
comment.
Yeah, no problem. Gray, can I have your comments, please?
Yeah, you bet. I love your folksy style that you produce with your songs. And, you know, you really capture the element of longing and desire and passion that you have for your partner in this poem. And I really like the lines where you say, "And I have to let you know it's true. I want to do nasty things to you." You know, that picture that paints the picture in your head of nasty things, and I really like that. Capitalism.
When you said my mind was in the gutter.
I'll let you follow up on that, Luya.
What I really liked is how Martha started this off. You know, you don't, people don't always tell you what they're thinking, but when they do, you're like, oh, right? You know, it's just like, babe, you have to know, so I'm going to tell you so. You have me burning in a fire. I'm going up in flames and desire. And then she goes into the next stanza with a power punch. I know you want to take it slow and easy, but you know that's not the way to please me. And I was going, Martha. You're my type of friend.
Well, that comes to me out there.
Yeah, forget the foreplay and get to the point here. dig in.
Yeah, so true.
Frank, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, that's going to exclude me there. So I'm a party pooper there. No, I thought the poem was, well, actually, I thought the lyrics here were fantastic. You know, I have to say, I agree with Gray. You have this this way of singing. It almost seems like a folk style of singing, but it's a beautiful, beautiful tone that you always have. And of course, a poem is very passionate, you know. And there's nothing wrong with being, you know, wanting to have all the, you know, display passion. There's nothing wrong with being naughty as well, you know. I think that we're too much. I guess we're too. What's the word? We're too much. I guess too conservative in the sense that we think that, you know, expressing yourself in a way of you know, passion, whether it's lovemaking or whether it's just bang, 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 as what I said before, is wrong. No, I think the way of expressing yourself about poetry and sensuality is natural. Anything that we say is natural. In this poem, in this you know, that you're right here, just displays a natural thing that we all desire. We all have these desires, you know. There's nothing wrong with displaying them. There's nothing wrong with acting out on them. You know, there's nothing wrong with being naughty as well. Pepper, you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I so agree with you there, Frank, you know. And I so admire you, Martha, for standing up and, you know, and saying these things, you know. Sometimes, you know, women, we tend to be shy and, you know, it's taboo and we don't talk about these things, you know, because we're ladies. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with women having a desire for sexuality too, you know, and showing that, you know, and why not, you know? Just
well,
go for
thing,
it. That's
you know?
What I say.
That prompt was just too much to resist.
Yeah, well, it was a wild contest this week. yeah, that's for sure. And passions, what were your observations?
Well, I have to agree with Gray and Frank. This is a tune that I had my foot tapping to, and it's beautiful. I mean, you can feel the romance and the straightforwardness in it. I like that. I mean, you know, men can have their no offense, Greg. Men can have their dirty thoughts and their imaginations, but then when it comes to women, it's like, you know,
it
we're
works.
Called this or that. But you know what? We have the past too,
oh.
By God.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Exactly. And put them out there, and she put it out there, and she said what she needed to say, and the chorus lines were just great. I think she did a fantastic job on this, reading and writing.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% d'accord. What is that? I agree. Agreed with you. Their passions. And Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right, up next we have Dark Night by Weaver of Dreams, and we have a SoundCloud for that, our recording, so here we go.
My sleep was disturbed when I heard a noise at my bedroom window. I pulled back the curtain and saw the impossible, a man hovering in midair. Before I could turn and run, I'd looked into his red-rimmed, dark, dead eyes. The night ended then, at least for me, as I felt I was lifted and carried away. I knew it had begun as I slowly awakened from a sensual dream. It was morning. My hand went to my neck. Yes, I felt two puncture marks. Every inch of my body had been touched and invaded in the last few hours. Then the sunlight fell on my skin, and the searing hot pain made me scream. Sunset found me in tangled sheets with a hot, raging hunger that hadn't abated. Night fell, he appeared, then wrapped himself around me. I sobbed with desire. Release shuddered through me as his fingers and tongue excited, ignited. Then he gathered me to him, bit his lip, whispered, "Drink, my sweet, drink." Slowly, firmly, I tilted his chin, forced him to look into my eyes, filled with hate. "I am Victoria Van Helsing, and you are another vampiric creature of the night." It was always hard, fighting their allure, but as my silver bullet entered his dead, cold heart, imploded and released us both, it took him to hell, leaving me to continue my father's fight.
Yeah, I just love this. You know, Weaver of Dreams always pulls a punch at the end of her writes. You know, she has a way of this storytelling, the tone of her voice in her sound clouds that just pulls you in, and you know you're there on the edge of your seat and you're just waiting to see what's going to happen. You know, drink, my sweet. Drink, and then you know, and then she kills him at the end. You know, I'm Victoria Van Helsing. I don't know if you know those movies there, Van Helsing, mm-hmm. but you know, they're vampire, but like vampire werewolf movies, and you know, she captured that so well in this right, and you know, and it has passion through it too. Every inch of my body had been touched and invaded in the last few hours, you know. Then the sunlight found my skin and the searing hot pain made me scream, you know. And then the tangled sheets, the hot raging hunger. Yeah, this is just amazing, amazing right here by Weaver of Dreams. And Lulu, what are your impressions on this right?
You know, I really enjoyed this. It reminded me so much of when I was listening to her, The Dark Shadows, you know, that sensuality that even like Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise, that dripping passion that you can't say no to. And, you know, I liked where she goes and she describes the first paragraph, and she kind of, she doesn't know where she goes. She just falls into this deep passion because she says when she wakes up, because she felt like she was carried away, that when she wakes up, she felt like she had been in a sensual dream. And, you know, when you feel like your body, you know, that achiness of your body, that deliciousness, the scents, the smells, and, you know, and then she realized that when she put her hand to her neck, that she had been bitten. So I'm going to let somebody else comment. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well said there, Lulu. And Gray, your impressions?
I thought it was just a beautifully read and an excellently written poem. You know, it's very detailed and it's going forward. You know, it carries everything along with it, and you're right there in the scene as she paints each scene or each scene through each stanza, and right up until the very end where she kills him, and he is his heart implodes and is taken to hell, leaving her to continue her father's fight. Yeah, just a very sensual, dark, romantic, but haunting poem.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it does have that haunting feeling there. Mm-hmm. And Martha, what did you think of this write?
I really liked it. I like vampire stuff anyway, and I liked the way this took us down a road that we thought we knew where we were going, but in the end we ended up in a whole different destination. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it did take a spin at the end there, that unexpected spin that ooh. And Frank, what were your observations on this poem?
Well, first of all, I'm very much familiarized with the whole Van Helsing thing, which comes from Dracula. And mm-hmm. I really like the notion here. Yeah, I'm a very vampiric. I love vampires. And I thought she did a fantastic job. The audio was great, too. She really was very entertaining. I like the concept here of what the vampire is, you know, or that vampiric trice, you know, or the vampiric, you know, interlude. And I really thought she did a fantastic job here. And, of course, the ending was superb as well. I thought it was a brilliant narrative here. It was very much, very entertaining, and she did a fantastic job of encompassing the prompt there.
Oh, absolutely. So captivating. And Passions, your thoughts?
Well, it had me at, before I could turn and run, I'd look into his red-rimmed, dark, dead eyes, and I was like, oh, hell, I'm going for one of them rides. And I'm reading, and it's really, it's, you know, the images out there were terrific. And then sunset found me in tangled sheets with a hot, raging hunger that hadn't abated. And I was like, okay, here we go. Night fell. He appeared and wrapped himself around me. I sobbed with desire. And then we get to the end. And I'm not into these vampire type things, but I tell you what, this had me hung on every word, and I was into it, and then I was sad to hear that he got killed again, but it was a great write and read. It was, she made it with her voice. She could have made this a movie, I think. Seriously, her tone and all, she did an excellent job.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I agree, yeah. And Pam, where do we go off next?
All right, Passions, I have your poem up. Go ahead, give it a read for us, please.
Okay. Well, okay, sorry, I don't see it in the chat.
Yeah, it's up a little bit above the talking.
Hold on.
I get it.
I posted it again there. Do you see it, Passion?
I got it now. Mystery guest. Ready I am for a night of pleasure, aching bosoms needing attention. Fire's flaming high in my mound, and I'm running solo tonight. Or am I? Black leather, straps enticing, nipples erect, continue rising. Getting wet, fingers enticing. At peak, temperatures rising. Eagle spread, eyes inviting. Beneath moon, glows lighting. Temptations not fighting. Between petals, fingers hiding.
mouth open, heart is sighing, creak of door. Pair of green eyes, sparkling in, phantom past the waist. I continued, fingers deep within, moan still when I long to taste. Licking, sighs, and play again, watching the expression on his face. His hand moving fast pace, long beauty caught my attention. With motion of my finger, he came in, hunger in his eyes, sweating, licking his lips ready, onto the bed he climbs. A quick slap and almost pinned, biting along neckline to breast, I squeal, spreading my legs roughly, face buried, my hands in his hair, riding his face completely. His moans exciting me, his fingers dancing around me, begging me, pleading with me, and atop I go, a merry-go-round of emotion. Leaned over, I suck his nipples and bite them, ones in the neck center swollen and dripping with blood, along his neckline the same, claiming him as my own. Gripping tight my hips, I ride like a rider in a bull ring, nonstop until we both climax, and I feel the warmth of his presence within me. Gasping for air, I see his eyes roll back in satisfaction. Collapsing beside him, I smile. By the way, who are you?
I love that ending. Yeah. After a couple of tequilas, you know, the next morning.
Yeah,
no,
this is
great, right? Oh my gracious, you really brought it here, you know, with the leather, the strapping, the everything. Oh boy, this is just ooh la la. The temperature just rose in this room right here.
Mm.
Oh my gracious. Yeah, just so well done, Passions. Oh my gracious.
<Thank you.
laughs> And Lou, what are your thoughts on this, right?
You know, I didn't understand her title till she got to the end, which I thought was quite brilliant. But what I like here was, you know, how she is getting ready for a night of pleasure. She's preparing herself. And, you know, she talks, you know, how she's using her fingers to entice and rising. And, you know, sometimes you may be someplace where somebody could be watching that creak of the door, that cracking. And, you know, of course, that person comes in. And so he didn't wait, and neither did she. This was hot, 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 hot.
Oh, yeah, you brought the heat, girl, that's for sure.
She sure did. And I did like where she talked about she leaned over and sucked his nipples and then started biting
mm-hmm.
them. I thought that was, oh, yum.
And, Gray, what are your thoughts on this rite?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was an excellent read, and it was very hot and passionate, desirous poem. You can feel the passion burning, and yet it's with a complete stranger who happened to be there at the right moment. Just a beautiful job. Excellent job.
Passions. Yeah. Yeah, it is wonderfully written. And, you know, and it has that fast pace to it too, you know, that just
mm-hmm.
Emphasizes all the what is going on. And Martha, what are your thoughts?
I thought it was a hot, sexy, passionate read that just carried you along with it and had a killer ending. I just really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And Frank, your impression.
Well, you know, I almost felt that I was a voyeur of this piece here. This was just a remarkable. It was very sensual, very erotic. I can see now why they call you Passions there. There's something
mm-hmm.
beyond that light there, being lit. You have a wonderful ability to use metaphors in sensuality. I've seen some of your poems before. They have intrigued me there, I have to say. This is the first time I've actually read a poem where you describe a man's bosom there, where I could say, you know, stop saying the word there. And I thought that was very sexy there. At times, you know, we describe, you know, whether it's a man or a woman, we go to the most visual things at times, yet at times we don't realize that there are other body parts there that we can enjoy, you know, when we are, you know, biting at the nectar there. So I thought it was a great poem. I thought it was just a very, very, very erotic. It was erotic, of course, but I thought it was just, like I said before, there's nothing wrong with eroticism when it's done in such a creative, passionate, in a beautiful way. I thought this was highly, highly, highly creative and poetic.
Absolutely. And Pam, where does that take us next?
All right. Up next, I have Vampiric Love by Poetic Picasso. And Frank, you were nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So I'll go ahead and push play. Here we go.
My veins are infused by vampiric blood. A drug consuming me with its substance. Like the acid burning on my fiery tongue, the intoxication of its love is enrapturing. I bathe in the pool of the scarlet flood, perfumed by a strong, inescapable scent, as the Vestura evokes a sudden craving, quickening my taste of her carnal flesh. Her beauty is like the delicacy of a red rose, so natural and so pure in its real essence, for her soft ruby lips and her sweet kisses drown me within the passion of this love. I roam the sea and land like a madman in search of the lover of my seduction, who had once breathed life into my veins within that midnight in the street of Madrid. Her love is like a row of deadly thorns, piercing my porcelain heart into shards, infecting me with the poison of her love, but I can't resist imbibing from its elixir. Thus, this vampiric love will destroy me if the sunrise does not burn me into ashes, and I continue to be the wretched beast to the erotic desires of this exotic love. I have a thousand lovers who adore me, sensual pleasures to entertain my whims, but no one excites me like my vampiris, whose love is the ambrosia of immortality. I am a slave to the obsession of this love, and no other woman could possess me like the voluptuous mistress of darkness, and I go insane without a taste of her lips. Without her love, I die from inside slowly, like a flickering flame fading into the dawn, where I remain hidden in the shadows of death, waiting for my lover to undress my naked body. Mi amor, tu amor es la adicción a la vida y la persecución de la inmortalidad. My dear, your love is the addiction to life and the pursuit of immortality. End of poem.
There's so many lines in here that I really love. I mean, you captured so well, Frank, all the atmosphere of the vampiric passion in this rite. You know, the feeling of living forever is in here and yearning forever. You know, to meet that carnal desire, you know, to be transported by it. I roam the sea and land like a madman in search of the lover of my seduction, who had once breathed life into my veins within the midnight in the streets of Madrid. I just love that stanza stood out. But, I mean, there's so many other, you know, this is so well written all throughout. What did you think, Lulu?
Yeah, thank you very much, sir.
Is Lou,
you can you hear me now?
Yeah,
with you. You know, this was just beautifully penned. It was like reading a novel, like in 3 minutes, but it's a whole complete novel. What I like, you know, I like the same stanza that Naomi read, that you roam the sea like a madman in search of the love of my seduction. But what I liked was the next two lines, who had once breathed life into my veins. This love that you can't let go of within that midnight in the streets of Madrid. And then, you know, the next stanza I also really loved. It says, her love is like a row of deadly thorns piercing my porcelain heart into shards. You know, there's this theory that monsters can't love. And, of course, you know, we find out that is not true. It says that, you know, his addiction, and which really goes with the bottom of his, tu amor es la adicción de la vida, you know, where you say here that you're constantly in search of her and that she has infected you for eternity and you cannot resist imbibing from its elixir that taste of her, the scent of her. Very sensual, very seductive. Fantastic storytelling from the beginning to end.
Right.
And I like the way you read it. I like the way you read it, where you read it in a soft, like if afterthought of thinking about this woman that you miss.
Oh, yes, I appreciate that. It was, I said before, I have like 5 tones in my voice there. That was one of those I did. Very briefly here, this poem is inspired on a character of mine, a short story that I wrote called Monticello. It's actually a character I created, and this was a poem version of that character.
Oh, interesting there, Frank. Oh. And Gray, what were your impressions on Frank's poem?
I thought it was very sensual and dark, you know, haunting in a way. The love that he has for his creator is just palpable. Beautiful job, Frank. Excellent read.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, great comment there, Gray. And Martha?
I think she dropped.
Martha had to go.
She dropped, Martha? Okay. Passions.
Well, Frank, let me tell you, I'm not into this vampire thing, but, as the other one just held me, from stanza to stanza, and I'm not going to reread the whole thing to you because that's what I would have to do to acknowledge the lines that I liked in this poem. I enjoyed them all. I did especially like her love is like a row of deadly thorns, piercing my porcelain heart into shards, and I have a thousand who adore me, central pleasures can contain my whim, but no one excites me like my vampirist. And it shows determination to remain fixated on one. And it's very passionate. It's a very well-written piece of poetry, and it was definitely well-read.
Right, I appreciate that. And one quick thing, I think all of us can find that one person there, and we do find that one person there, that we find ourselves drawn to that lover there.
True. Yeah. And I guess that just about brings us to the end of the show, and with the vampiric love. And that's a fantastic, fantastic way to finish out the show on Wilder.
Drink my blood.
Yeah, that was an amazing, amazing write to finish out the show, Frank. Thank you so much. And I want to thank Luyu and Gray and Martha and Passions and you too, Frank, so much for phoning in tonight. You know, it's so appreciated that you spent time with us this evening. And, you know, we had so much fun. Well, I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just a great evening. Yeah, just a great evening of passionate poetry here. Thank you for everybody who sent in a SoundCloud and everybody who wrote for the show. And we still have some carryovers, so I'll get to you soon, and we'll tell you whenever they're going to be aired. And I'll turn it over to Pam. Do you have anything to add on, Pam?
Just a great show tonight, Naomi. And thank you, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I had a great time. So, love you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good night, everybody.
Take care.